Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the east 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms with fog and spots tonight. Lows level off around 43. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected with fog and spots early tomorrow. Showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 78. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 42 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. A 14-year-old boy in Great Bend faces a first-degree murder charge in the death of another teen. Thursday morning, investigators discovered a 14-year-old girl who went missing the night before. So far, they have not released either teen's identity. Governor Laura Kelly signs a bill establishing the Kansas Sports Facility Authority. The 11-member board will oversee the Chiefs' new facilities in Kansas. And Artemis II astronauts return to Earth this evening after their historic voyage around the moon. The Orion spacecraft is scheduled to splash down in the Pacific Ocean around 7:05 Central Time. The Cosmosphere and Hutchinson hosting a watch party tonight to celebrate the moment. And in Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation is hosting a t-shirt design contest for the 2026 Kansas State Fair. Entry deadline has been extended to April 26. Online voting will take place on Facebook from May 1st through the 31st. Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation is excited to sponsor our third annual t-shirt contest for 2026. One lucky adult division winner will be able to showcase their t-shirt design in the official Kansas State Fair merchandise booth in 2026. A youth division winner will also have their design produced on the foundation's choice of merchandise. It's been wonderful to see the creativity and passion for the Kansas State Fair over the past 2 years of hosting this contest. They can't wait to see what this year brings. The top five designs will be chosen by a selection committee to go into the final round of public voting, taking place on the Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation's Facebook page. The design that receives the most votes will win. With the new extended deadline for entries, voting will now start on May 1st and be accepted via Facebook Like until May 31st. The winner will be announced in the June 1st Friday e-update on June 5th. The winning designs will be produced and sold at the official Kansas State Fair merchandise booth, the adult division design on a t-shirt, and the youth division design on a merchandise item yet to be determined. The top three vote recipients in each division will receive a special Kansas State Fair prize package provided by the foundation. Participation in this contest supports improvements to the Kansas State Fairgrounds. Funds from the t-shirt sales will go towards renovation projects to improve our historic Kansas State Fairgrounds. For more information, including important contest guidelines and rules, please see the blog post on the Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation website. Fort Hays State University's upcoming Science Cafe is set for Monday, April 13th. This month's presentation, Eating Well, Living Well, Cultivating a Positive Relationship with Food, is sponsored by FHSU's Science and Mathematics Education Institute and will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill. Dr. Brooke Mann, Assistant Professor of Psychology and Director of the Clinical Psychology Graduate Program, and Dr. Jessica Phelan, Assistant Professor Director of Health and Human Performance at Fort Hays State University, will present a review of relevant research and discuss the concept of eating competence, a holistic approach that fosters a harmonious relationship with food and eating habits with a focus on practical applications. Please note that while drinks will be available for purchase, no food will be served during the Science Cafe. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public. Questions can be directed to Carrie Rolliter at 785-628-4743 or by visiting the fhsu.edu/smi page or their FHSU Science Cafe Facebook page. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, is announcing the start of harmful algal bloom season across the state. The water recreation season in Kansas runs from April 1st through October 31st, and officials are reminding residents to stay alert while swimming, boating, or fishing. Harmful algal blooms, often called HABs, can appear as foam, scum, or paint-like material floating on the water. They may be blue, bright green, brown, or even red, and they can develop quickly. Health officials say exposure can happen through skin contact, inhalation, or accidentally swallowing contaminated water. Symptoms may include a rash, sore throat, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, or headaches. If you or your pets come into contact with the algae, rinse immediately with clean water and report any suspected illness to state health officials. Officials stress that lake water should never be consumed by humans, pets, or livestock, and pets should be kept away from both water and dried algae along shorelines. They also warn about harmful algal mats, which can grow along the bottom of lakes and rivers, even in water that appears clear, and can pose serious risks if touched or ingested. If you notice water that looks discolored, scummy, or unusual, avoid contact and keep pets away. For more information or to report a possible bloom, visit the Kansas Department of Health and Environment website. The Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation is now accepting nominations for its prestigious Wall of Honor, an annual recognition established in 2005 to celebrate individuals, businesses, and organizations that have made or continue to make a significant difference in the Kansas State Fair. Each year, honorees are inducted into the Wall of Honor, joining a distinguished group whose contributions have helped shape and strengthen Kansas agriculture and the fair's long-standing traditions. Nominees may include a wide range of contributors, such as long-term volunteers, exhibitors, past employees, donors to the Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation, or individuals, businesses, or organizations. All nominees should demonstrate a meaningful and sustained commitment to advancing the mission of the Kansas State Fair. Historically, nominees have been evaluated based on their impact in two key areas: contributions to livestock shows at the Kansas State Fair and contributions to agriculture in Kansas. However, under the redefined award criteria, the nominees may come from any sector of the Kansas State Fair. The Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation encourages nominations from Kansas statewide, especially from organizations with long-standing involvement in the Kansas State Fair. A nomination form is available on the Foundation's website under the Awards and Recognitions tab, where it may be submitted electronically. If you prefer, you may request a nomination form by sending that request to info@ksfgf.org or call the Foundation office at 620-615-7388. The selection committee, comprised of members of the KFF board and appointed representatives, will review all nominations and submit recommendations to the Foundation board for final approval. Wall of Honor inductees will be formally recognized at Boots and Bling, the Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation signature fundraising event. honorees will receive a commemorative plaque, a featured press release announcement, and recognition on the KFF website. Help us honor those who have gone above and beyond in supporting Kansas agriculture and the Kansas State Fair. Submit your nomination today and ensure their legacy is recognized for generations to come. The deadline to submit a nomination is April 30th annually. For more information and to access the nomination form, please visit ksfairgroundsfoundation.org or contact the Kansas Fairgrounds Foundation. Services for James Gomez Antrim will be held on Saturday, April 11th, beginning with military honors by the Harmson Red Post 63 at the Norton Cemetery, followed by lunch at the Fraternal Order of Eagles Lodge 3288. A celebration of life service will then be held at Prairie Dog Golf Course at 4:20 p.m. Memorials can be made to the Harmson Red American Legion Post. Arrangements were made by Wolf Ast Mortuary, Garden Plain, Kansas. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. While it's not the only challenge facing farmers in the ag industry, ag labor reform is probably at the top of the list. Cam Quarles, CEO of the National Potato Council, says the biggest hurdle is getting that fix has been a congressional reluctance to do it until the southern border was secured.
The Trump administration, to their credit, have secured the southern border, and now we really want Congress to follow through on those statements they've made to farmers across the United States here for literally a decade.
So now Quarles says they have a great opportunity right in front of them.
If we can get ag labor reform right, both the guest worker side and the undocumented, improperly documented workforce, and all of the security requirements that come with that, the tailwind that that will create for U.S. agriculture and the country overall is amazing.
And Quarles says this would be great for the industry, for the country, and for consumers.
For everyone talking about the affordability crisis, if you can get ag labor right, you are going to make U.S. farms deliver food to folks' dinner tables in a very, very competitive way.
And again, that's Cam Quarles, CEO of the National Potato Council. In other agriculture news, USDA data and analysis remain essential to agricultural markets, earning praise as the gold standard among global statistical agencies. That's according to comments submitted by the Renewable Fuels Association in response to a USDA request for feedback. RFA Chief Economist Scott Richmond emphasized the critical role USDA data plays in ensuring transparency and efficiency across the commodity markets. And you're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranch horses have a special place in our hearts and an important role in our cattle ranch operations. That's why we take special care of them. It's time for annual vaccinations to protect their health. Valley Vet Supply has the professional vaccine brands for sleeping sickness, tetanus, flu, and rhino. And for convenience with fewer needle sticks, Valley Vet has combination vaccines, including West Nile virus, formulated by reliable pharmaceutical companies like Zoetis, Merck, and BI. To include strangles protection or rhino abortion protection for pregnant mares, Valley Vet stocks the highest quality vaccines. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more, shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valleyvet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujitsky on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like the extreme southern portions of the state this afternoon are expecting to be above average for this time of the year. Overhead, it looks like there is a stationary front that's situated. It looks like we're expecting to see some cooler temperatures for the central and northern portions of Kansas this afternoon, lingering in the 50s primarily, and we should be in the 60s instead. We'll see temperatures in the 60s for the southwestern, south central portions of the state, and then getting into into the 70s for the southeastern portions. It also looks like a few scattered areas of showers and thunderstorms expected for the eastern and southern portions of the state this afternoon. And that'll also continue as a chance here for tonight as well. Mostly cloudy skies across the state this afternoon. We do have a marginal risk for some severe weather along with these systems for the extreme southern portions of the state. And that'll continue as a chance here for tonight. So a chance for those showers and thunderstorms here for tonight with cloudy sky conditions. By Saturday, a little bit warmer overall. Looks like 70s primarily across the state. A few outliers getting into the lower 80s for the extreme southeastern and northwestern portions of the state. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow as well, and still a chance for some showers and thunderstorms across the state. Looks like another marginal risk for severe weather for most of the state, with the exception of east central and southeastern parts of Kansas. Primary threats tomorrow look to be large hail and some damaging winds. It also looks like a potential for some tornadoes for the extreme northeastern portions of Kansas. As we get to Sunday, it looks like even warmer temperatures as this warm front pushes through the region. 80s expected for the central and western portions of the state, still lingering in the 70s in the east, and also a chance for some showers and thunderstorms for the extreme eastern portions of the state on Sunday. And along with that, a risk for severe weather, marginal to a slight risk coming in. Once again, high chances for some large hail and damaging winds, along with a potential for some tornadoes. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Sean Hoosier, an on-farm food animal veterinarian at K-State. At the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center, we provide both specialty and primary health care services for your livestock. Whether your farm is large or small, we have the resources and personnel to respond and care for individual animals, herd health, or emergencies. Our team of experts can tailor herd health plans and find solutions to any existing challenges. To schedule an appointment, call 785-532-5700.